hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And, you know, we got a lot to cover today. Just a ton of stuff. We're going to check in with Captain Slate and his new reality TV show. That is on the docket. And just tons of other stuff to get to. But first up on today's broadcast, we have, you know, it's interesting how these little stories pop up on our radar. But I was talking about, you know, my flying adventures from our Just Plane radio show and how these checklists that we use during flight training should be applied more to scuba diving. And it's been brought up in my rebreather training certification classes. They use checklists in those. Why it's not used in more mainstream scuba elements and scuba training. I don't know. Maybe this is something that we need to adopt from the aviation community. And Rich is on the line with me, and he is actually starting to do just that with a thing called Scuba Check. Rich, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
Well, thank you. I'm doing fine.
Okay, so first of all, Scuba Check is a is like a flip book of checklist for scuba divers, just like we'd use in an airplane checklist for a pre-flight before you head out on a cross-country flight or something, right?
That's correct. We took our 20 years of experience in aviation and then the experience in the boating industry and wanted to do the same for the scuba industry. And this is a shirt pocket size, 20-page flipbook with stair-stepped pages in color and, of course, waterproof so the diver can take it anywhere.
Nice. And this came out of the aviation community. You've been doing these checklists for aviators, for private pilots for some time. Is that the case?
We started this 20 years ago in aviation, and we found, you know, that there was more necessity as the mother of invention. And the checklists used were just terrible, and there was no consistency. So we did what no one was willing to do, and that was to standardize the industry. And we've been working with the various national organizations now have adopted what we do, and we do have various formats from single cards to these flip books. And so our experience came from there, and then spilled in to boating, and then now into scuba. We've actually been working on this scuba checkbook for a few years. It's a very complicated printing process, so we had to make sure everything was perfect.
Got it. And it is, you know, this is something that is standard procedure for flight training and something that I agree with. It probably should be more incorporated into scuba training because, you know, as I advance in years, and this year is a milestone for me. I'm not going to say how many, but it's a big deal. I have noticed that as I advance in years that I have a tendency to forget things. And that's really what checklists are for. It's for people that have those memory lapses that can go by a checklist, and that way they don't forget it. And God forbid, if you forget it in an airplane, it could be tragic. I mean, the same thing could happen for a diver. So this makes a lot of sense. Is that kind of where it came from, too, the whole memory aspect of it?
Well, memory is certainly part of it. You have memory, you have workload, but we also had a factor that is known as complacency. And so complacency, you know, it's well known in aviation that when a pilot gets his first certificate, the private pilot certificate, that's the safest he probably will ever be with, because he has practiced every day, every single day, and to get to where he's going, so he knows everything. And it's the 10,000-hour pilot that may have 1 hour 10,000 times that there's a tendency to be complacent and not check things. So all those factors are a part of it. And these are all designed in a way, some parts, to be a checklist and not a do list. And at some point we can talk about the difference between those.
Okay. Well, and I guess, are we talking about things that are, tragic elements that you could overlook, as opposed to a checklist like with, okay, I need to make sure I don't forget my dive mask, my snorkel, my gloves, my booties, or what? What are we talking about?
Well, we actually incorporate all those in the scuba format, and because each page is dedicated to a particular segment that you'd be interested in, whether you're pre-packing for your stuff and having your equipment checked or regulated before you leave, you know, a month or two before the trip.
Right.
If you're going on a big trip too. The actual things that are critical. And the nice thing about this book is it's the first of its kind that contains all these things, where the convenience items and the essential items.
Okay, and so, yeah, I mean, it's real important, especially if you're prepping for a liveaboard trip, for instance. Are they segmented in different types of trips, or it's, just a day trip, a liveaboard trip, or what? How do you got it structured here in this flip book, this scuba check, you know, system that you've put together?
Well, it's designed to encompass, by having the various flip pages, we had enough room that we could cover all aspects of it, and then the user can just apply that section to them that they need. So whether it's just a repetitive dive that day, they can start at that point. The page is named Repetitive Dive.
Okay.
Or way from the beginning, a couple of months before they go. It really does cover all the segments, and, of course, including the emergency procedures. And what's nice, of course, you can have this with you underwater if you need.
Yeah, it's waterproof, so you can stick it in your BC pocket. So it could. There's checklists actually for underwater emergency type things then.
Correct. We've got out of air, contaminated air, entanglement, nitrogen narcosis. Now, it's always nice. The difference we're talking about, I mentioned the few minutes ago, between a checklist and a do list. In aviation, you don't want to just sit there and read. If you're in a critical information, you need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to go ahead and perform those procedures, and then you go back and as you're doing them, or you can check to make sure you're doing them, rather than just find, okay, let's do this step, next step, which would be a do list. So we have the same thing in diving. The ideal would be that the diver has these things memorized, but we do have them there for them, decompression, sickness. And, you know, since these are things that aren't used very often, you have a tendency to forget them.
Right.
So it's nice to have them there. And we've got the hand signals on the inside back page. So, yes, definitely things that can help you in that immediate time of need.
Now, you mentioned that you actually have an underwater checklist or something about nitrogen narcosis. What is it like if you start seeing fish and they start talking to you, you're narked, and that's or what? What kind of checklist would you have for that?
Well, we suggest that, yes, you don't carry on a conversation with them. For one, everybody else is going to think you're kind of crazy. But
as entertaining as that might be, it's probably
right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to ourselves enough on land, and if we start doing it underwater, then that becomes a different situation. But the nitrogen narcosis is broken down into three segments: prevention, symptoms, and treatment. And so, for instance, symptoms will have short-term memory loss, loss of coordination, dexterity, disregard for safe diving practices. I mean, there's six or seven: anxiety. And then at the bottom, and these are all in very easy-to-read boxes because they have to be readable. in an airplane, the plane's moving and underwater, you've got distortion and things going on. So in the treatment box, of course, we have, we try to keep it as concise as possible. We'll have a scent to shallow depth, end the diving day in the most severe cases, and then wait 24 hours before the deep dive. So very, very useful for the situation that you might need at that moment.
Got it. Well, it makes sense. I mean, it sounds like it should be in every save-a-dive kit or just in your plethora of dive gear to have a scuba check. ScubaCheck.com. Check it out. A checklist for divers. They do it for aviation, and they do it for boating as well. So there you go. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. Blue eyes, white lies, straight teeth and a ravenous soul. Let the red blood and the green and arrow flow. Americano.
All right, so that's a song from Eric Stone's latest CD. Americano is the name of the song. Great tune. And he's on the phone right now with us here on Scuba Radio. Eric, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm great. So the name of that CD, by the way, which was, I don't know, it's been out a few months now. What is it called again?
It's called Time to Fly.
Time to Fly. I should know this because I'm learning to fly a plane right now in between
that's
all my...
True.
Diving and boating adventure, so it's good stuff. But they can check that out at boatsongs.com. I know you're fresh from a gig out there in Miami at the Miami Beach International Boat Show. Now that you've relocated down to the Keys, that wasn't much of a commute for you, but that's a good thing.
It's a huge thing. Yeah, it's great.
Back to the States from the British Virgin Islands, that's where you were? Is that what the deal was or what?
Yeah, we're living in Tortola in the BVI and have been there for about 5 years, that between that and St. Thomas. And but now we're back in the good old U.S. of A., and it's kind of an island-hopping thing because we went from BVI, Tortola, to... Isla Mirada in the Keys. We're living in the Keys now, and it's like a transition into reality, I guess you'd call it.
In a good way? I mean, how so? What do you mean? I hope it's a good way.
Like a stepping stone, it's a great thing. It's like a stepping stone. You know, like, you wouldn't want to go from living island life, island style in the BVI, right? Straight to New York City, right?
Ah, true. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, living down there in the Keys.
Right.
Yeah. That's kind of like living on an island, for sure.
Yeah. Even though it is an island, actually. It's just got a freeway running through it.
True.
A two-laner, I guess you call it, right? 218.
Yes, it is. It's like going to an island where you don't have to fly to get there or go through customs with all the BS and stuff.
And we can drive an hour away if you want to go to Miami and have some Cuban sandwiches or something, you know?
Well, good point. And they're pretty tasty down there, no doubt.
Yeah.
So I know you. So you're back in the States. You're playing up and down the Florida Keys based out of Isla Mirada. I mean, do you have a regular gig right now in the Keys? I know we've been mentioning, what is it, Smuggler's Cove? Is that where you've been gigging?
Yeah, that's where we keep our boat. We're actually in a slip in Smuggler's Cove, which is right on Snake Creek, mile marker 85.5. And we're just, it's a nice, really cool restaurant bar. And I play there on Thursdays and Sundays. I do a nighttime on Thursdays and a Sunday, like happy hour afternoon, like early in the day kind of thing, you know?
Right.
And it's just really great, really good homegrown people that run that place. And I really dig them a lot. And it's a good place for us to kind of catch our breath and figure out what we're going to do next. And we're really digging it.
Cool. So, I mean, what is this, like a temporary layover for you? Or are you going to plant some roots down there in Isla Mirada? Or you just don't know yet?
I think we might be planting some roots. There might be some upcoming information here in the next show or two when I get everything, the T's crossed and the I's dotted. Maybe some important stuff coming out. I can't really talk about it, but we really do like the Keys a lot. We really, really do.
Nice. All right. Once again, you can check out Eric Stone's schedule there, where he's going to be playing down in the Florida Keys at BoatSongs.com, and pick up his CDs, which, by the way, have a lot of dive-related influence into some of his tunes. He's obviously done a scuba radio song and some scuba tune songs as well. Just check him out at BoatSongs.com. All right, so how does it compare, living down there in Isla Mirada, compared to the British Virgin Islands as far as underwater, like some of the diving or snorkeling that you've done? Because you were doing that quite a bit in the BVIs, right?
Yeah, I was. I did a lot more snorkeling only because I live right by Marina Key. You know, it's got a really cool reef that goes all the way around it. So, you know, it's like you could just, you know, even before my set, you know, I play there 5 nights a week, I could just throw my snorkel gear on and just swim out and have some amazing thing, you know, hang out with squid and all this kind of stuff and see all amazing, some, you know, right off the edge you might see, you know, big old manta or some kind of ray come up. So it was nice. You didn't have to always dive, and you could do it really fast and get back in and drop and throw my guitar on and do my show. And it's kind of like that in the Keys, too, sometimes, you know, when we just have quick things, you know, take the canoe out or the kayak out and jump in. Sometimes do the mangroves right there by Snake Creek and kind of scary.
Yeah, well.
There's big sharks that go through there, but, you know, I just go, okay, Greg's cool with that. I'm cool with that.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I'm not really cool with that, but whatever. You let me know how it is. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of the snorkel sites and shore diving sites here in the Keys are a little bit, you know, off the beaten path. You got to kind of know somebody locally to know where to go. Otherwise, you got to take a boat out, right?
It is. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, the thing that people don't realize is that if you have a kayak or access to a kayak, and there's plenty of places to rent those things.
Right.
You can get full scuba kayak, you know, like a thing that'll hold your gear and do a scuba right off your kayak or fish. I know guys that fish and catch major fish all the time off their kayaks or their SUPs, you know. It's amazing what you can do without an engine and a guide and all that if you just ask and get some local knowledge.
Well, that's true. You know, somebody at the Miami International Boat Show I was at last week had actually outfitted a paddle board with a hookah dive rig. And I was like,
very smart.
Yeah. And so that's very popular in those mangrove type of settings like you got down there in Isla Mirada if you want to do some quickie diving like that. So that's something you're kind of into, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it is, man. It gets you, you know, an engine is great and you want to go do your dive and all that's fine too. But if you want to get a little exercise too and kind of go at your own pace, that's another thing to think about, especially when Snake Creek starts running at about, you know, 5 knots an hour. You know, you're like paddling against that. You're like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it back.
Right.
So, you know, if you snug up next to the mangroves, there's like a free pass. It'll let you slide through there.
Well, good point. And you know, just to fill everybody in, Eric is a gas bagger at heart, which that actually is code for your heart is in sailing more than motorboating anyway, right?
Okay, I thought you were saying 8 beans or something.
Yeah. I mean, well, that too.
I've heard that reference.
But aren't we all? I mean, come on.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So you might do some sailing down there and maybe jump off your boat and do some stuff down there as well, right? I guess.
Well, we have our boat right there, so, you know, we just untie it and take it out. The beautiful thing is that we are so close to, like, a couple of really good dive sites that we can hook our sailboat up to and just go out there and, get a mooring ball or whatever and just do a nice dive.
Now, which sites are those? Do you know offhand, or are you still trying to familiarize yourself with the area?
Well, there's Alligator. It's called Alligator. If you just look it up on the local charts, everybody knows where it is. Alligator's
right.
Not really far off from where we are.
Alligator Reef, yeah, sure. I've heard of that.
Yeah, Alligator Reef is really, really
good. And you go there.
Other ones.
I don't think you go there to see alligators, though, so I don't know why they call it alligator. Does it look like a submerged underwater giant alligator, maybe? The shape of the reef?
That's a good question. Living there, I should know that.
I think, if I remember.
I thought they saw one time.
I think that's what it was, the shape of the reef. I remember hearing a story like that. But
like an alligator's mouth?
Yeah, or something. I could be totally making that. It could be one of those lost weekends I've had down in the Keys before.
I've known you a long time, and I've never known you to make anything up.
Never! That's not my style.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so yeah, well, and then you got Pinnacamp Park just up the way there, too. You could head up that way, go dive
I'm only like 20 miles from some of the best. Of the Keys, honestly.
There you go. If you want to contact Eric, you can do so at boatsongs.com. Find out where he's playing, where he's gigging. Maybe he'll even take you out on his boat and share some of his local knowledge of diving and snorkeling around Isla Mirada. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Few program notes to pass along for you right now. We are going to be at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. That event happens in March, and we're going to be out there in full effect, moving up towards the front of the show this year. So we're going to be in a slightly different place, hard to miss, because as soon as you walk in the door, you're going to see the scuba cowboy, our mermaids, shivering beyond heart's content if it's cold outside that weekend. And then, of course, us doing our show, and we have giveaways and all kinds of stuff planned for this year's event, including a liveaboard trip to give away with Explore Ventures. That is a March 23rd, or actually March 22nd through the 24th in Secaucus, New Jersey. If you're in the Northeast, you know what I'm talking about when I talk about Beneath the Sea. Big, big dive event, and once again, we're going to be out there in full effect, having a big old time, giving away tons of stuff. Make sure you stop by and say hi. Now, a couple weeks ago, we announced our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, and this is probably the most warning we have given ever for a trip like this. It's actually not going to happen until 2014, January 18th. You fly into St. Kitts, and then we do the Saba itinerary, end up in St. Martin. So you fly into St. Kitts, you fly out of St. Martin, you spend a week on the boat with Explore Ventures, Scuba Radio, Dive Training Magazine. We're going to have some of their photo pros on board to join us and to basically give us some insight on how to shoot a cover for Dive Training Magazine. The Scuba Cowboy will be there performing live on the boat throughout the week, as well as a mermaid for your photo and visual enjoyment. And, of course, we'll do a broadcast from the deck of the boat. So you got plenty of time to plan. This is going to be an amazing adventure. If you've never been to that part of the world to do some diving, you have no idea what you've been missing. But trust me, if it's not already, it should be on your list. Once again, January 18th, call up Explore Adventures, 1-800-322-3577, exploreadventures.com. And you can join us January 2014 for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 227. The Atlantic Devil Ray has no poisonous barbs on its tail. Therefore, it is the Pope's official position that performing an exorcism is not necessary.
They just want to give you their blessing.
So please stop calling the Vatican.
If the nobles find out who you are, there'll be the devil to pay.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Nick?
It's all great, Greg.
You know, we've talked about boat diving and etiquette to follow, but we've never got around to discussing how to choose a dive boat.
It's definitely putting the horse before the cart.
There are obviously lots of different boats to choose from, but how about we cover commercial charter boats?
These are the boats that most divers have to choose from.
What's the first thing to consider?
I think the first thing is the most obvious. Make sure the boat that you're on is equal to the task. If someone's offering to take you 20 miles offshore in a dinghy, you might want to think again.
And you probably don't need a yacht for a 5-minute trip to the reef.
It'd be nice, though, huh?
Well, yeah, yachts always get a yes in my book. But regardless, there are safety standards every boat should meet, right?
Sure there are. No matter what size the boat or operation, every dive charter should have life jackets, a radio, fire extinguisher, a Coast Guard certification or an appropriate equivalent, a captain with a captain's license, and a sufficient crew for the number of passengers on board.
How about dive safety?
Every dive boat should have emergency oxygen on board and at least one crew member who's trained to use it. There should also be a first aid kit to go with the oxygen unit as well.
And at least one person trained to use it.
Won't do anybody much good if there's not. Ideally, the boat will also have a diver tracking system in place to ensure no diver gets left behind.
Didn't Dan develop something for this?
Yep. We created the DID system just for that purpose. It's a tagging system whereby each diver gets a tag when they enter the water, and they replace it on the board when they return. It's free to any charter boat that would like to have one.
Y'all are just nice at Dan, are you?
We try. But even if the boat doesn't use the Dan DID system, do make sure there's something similar in place so divers are counted.
How about access on and off the boat?
A dive charter should have easy access on and off the boat. Divers shouldn't have to struggle to get in and out of the water when they're weighed down by gear.
The weather will generally create its own set of factors to help with that.
Exactly. There are some things a charter boat can't be expected to control, like waves or visibility, which is why it's important that the safety factors that they control are in place.
That's the thought behind downlines and current lines, right?
Sure. Downlines are intended to help you move from the entry point to the anchor line, or to help keep you at a certain depth for your safety stop, while current lines usually play out behind the boat for you to hold on to and wait your turn to get back on board.
Any other absolutes that should be on board?
Ample drinking water. It's important for divers to stay hydrated, and most boat charters realize that and plan accordingly.
We've talked a lot about the tangibles that should be on board. How about any intangibles?
The biggest one that comes to mind is the dive briefing you'll get from the crew. Not only should the crew brief you before you leave the dock as to boat procedures like using the head, stowing your gear, and what to do if you're seasick, but also before a dive, you should be fully briefed on dive profiles, either suggested or maximum, visibility, current, the general site configuration, a dive plan, either suggested or as it will be led, and exit and boarding procedures.
What about some of the luxury items you might find on board, like showers, dry storage, camera tables?
Well, those things are great, but when choosing a dive boat, think about the things that absolutely should be there. Showers and camera tables are nice, but they're not essential. The luxury items are going to vary depending on the size of the boat or operation. Luxury or a lack of it should not be the deciding factor. The attention and focus on keeping divers safe should be.
No matter the size of the charter boat, every boat should have standard safety gear and procedures in place. Be sure to check it out before you board, and don't be afraid to ask any questions about what is and isn't there. Good captains and crew are more than happy to share the information. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And we are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. On the phone is a guy who just celebrated a big birthday. He's blazing a trail for myself as I follow in his footsteps or his fin kicks here in a few months. Clay from Explore Ventures just turned a big. Am I allowed to say a Clay or no?
Do I have a choice?
No. 5-0. And I just admitted that I'm doing the same. So, you know, what are we going to do? So as some of your friends, I think, have stated on Facebook already, how does the slope down look once you get there? You get to the top of the hill, and then you start sliding down the other way. It's a nice view, at least, isn't it?
Well, you know, luckily my vision's failing.
Oh,
so,
good.
So I really don't know what's coming up.
Okay. Well, that keeps us it's kind of like that adventure. It's like that. That's what keeps us striving and diving. We're always looking for something new, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and the fact that we forget everything once we get older, it is, you know, everything's new every time we do it.
Yeah, and you know, I've passed the point. I've passed the point where I've been in the liveaboard business for over half my life, which is actually that's an even scarier thought.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. That means you're doing something right. They're letting you hang around. So,
and I appreciate that.
Well, exploreventures.com, place to go to book your next liveaboard adventure, and we're gonna do one again in January of 2014. January 18th, I believe it is the exact date, but it's St. Kitts to Saba itinerary. Check it out. Just go to exploreventures.com. Scuba Radio will be on board. We're going to have Barry and Ruth from Dive Training Magazine. They're going to show us how to shoot one of these dive training covers where they do the front cover and then do the reverse angle. When you flip the Dive Training Magazine open, you see the reverse side of the photo. Pretty cool stuff. And Scuba Pro going to be on board as well to provide some fun with maybe some gear for us to try out or to demo or whatever the case may be. Scuba Cowboy, Mermaids, God knows. Maybe even Clay will be joining us if we're lucky, if he lasts that long. And I put myself in that category too, right, Clay?
You know, anything can happen between now and then. It's, you know, we'll just have to hope for the best.
Well, we'll both be 50. See, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, that's... I don't really like saying that out loud, so maybe that'll be the last time I say that for a few months or weeks or so. But by then I'll forget that I even mentioned it.
Yeah. Do you have any big 50th plans for your 50th? Or, you know, people going to surprise you, risk a heart attack or whatever?
Well, exactly. Yeah. And I know they'll do that because they know that would be just so much fun to watch and make for a good video or something. But, you know, I have. I've been thinking about what do I want to do, and my best or my favorite type of diving is definitely liveaboard diving, and that's definitely on the list of things that I want to accomplish. It's just a matter of, okay, we have, what, 5 different destinations we could pull off. My birthday's in May, so maybe you can help me out with this. If I was going to pick a liveaboard trip around my birthday, what would be the best time of year, best place to go for that time of year? What do you think?
Well, you know, we've got all sorts of options. I mean, you can do the Northeastern Caribbean, which is the trip that we're going to do next January.
Right.
And the great thing about that trip is island tours and monkeys in the rainforest and outstanding diving and, you know, a lot of variety in that trip.
Mm-hmm.
We can go back to Turks and Caicos, big pelagics, you know, having to time your giant stride entry into the water so you don't, you know, land astride a shark. you know, we could see if we get a repeat of your adventure in Galapagos a couple of years ago where you had the orcas hitting the mantas and the high voltage type of stuff. Maldives.
Well, wait, let's talk about the Galapagos again, because I would love to repeat that adventure with the exception of the cold water that I experienced that time. So May in Galapagos, what would that be? Would that be coming out of their summer season or vice versa or what? I forget.
Yeah, that would be coming out of their summer season. They're right on the equator, so there's not really winter and summer, but the currents do change, and during the winter months in the northern hemisphere, you do get some warming of the water down there. So not quite as chilly as you had, I think, in October last time.
Yeah, well, that would definitely make that more appealing. I don't know that, you know, I keep going back to that as like the Mount Rushmore of diving for me, or just Mount Everest. Mount Rushmore? Wait a minute, what the? See, the 50 is creeping up on me way too fast here, Clay. but both mounts. How about that? We'll go with that. But it's just the epitome of diving, the Galapagos. You will see more animals, more diverse marine life than any place on the planet. It is truly remarkable. But it was a bit chilly for me. It didn't keep me from enjoying the trip. I mean, it was just, you know, killer whales, penguins, iguanas. I mean, so much stuff, you almost get jaded from seeing it all and desensitized to seeing literally 50 manta rays floating around on the surface of the water. When you say it out loud, I'm like, that can't be true. That can't happen. But it does in the Galapagos. All right, that's one option. Let's talk about the Maldives and some more next.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Under this garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
They had me all set up with the scuba guy, made sure that I bought a waterproof watch, that's important. Gee, I'm completely out of oxygen, and look at the time. Now I'm dead and I'm late.
And I'm going down.
I'm talking to Clay McArdle. He is the man behind the magic at Explore Adventures, exploreadventures.com. We're talking about places to go on your next liveaboard adventure. And Clay's given me a few ideas for my birthday coming up in May. And you know, Galapagos definitely on the list. I would love to do that. I don't know. I don't have a lot of time to plan. We're only a few months away from this. I guess that's enough time to plan everything for Galapagos. But the other option or the other adventure that's definitely on my list for this year is the Maldives. And that didn't necessarily have quite as many, you know, crazy animal encounters as you get in the Galapagos. But my gosh, you make up for it in many, many other ways. The fish life is very close to the Galapagos, and the water was just bathwater warm. And that's, it's like that almost year round there, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, you've got, you know, the whale sharks, the bantas, much warmer water.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, generally, you know, you don't have the long crossings that you do in Galapagos to get up to Darwin and Wolf. So much more relaxing trip, different, you know, different diving style. You're diving off of actually a 62-foot tender to the mothership, which is 130 feet. And, but it's, you know, long way to travel, but worth every second once you get there. It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, Galapagos is definitely advanced diving. I'd put that in that category. Maldives, it's somewhat advanced, but you don't necessarily have to be a super diver to be able to dive in the Maldives. There's some currents, but, a lot of it's a fairly easy type of diving, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, certainly reef hooks in some areas are recommended or advisable, make things a little bit easier, but not necessary. And you get, you know, a lot of the channel dives, you get currents roaring through, but you end up with some of the reef structures that are just, you know, nice, easy dives, bath water warm, just an amazing variety of marine life down there.
Yeah. You know, you bring up these reef hooks. You know, that was a new thing for me. I think the first time I saw that was in the Galapagos. I'd heard about these reef hook things, but I didn't really know what they were for until they say, no, you need to have a reef hook so you can hook onto a rock, a dead part of the rock, and just sit there in the current. And if you don't have one, then you're wishing you had one. So where do you get these reef hooks? You like put together your own at Home Depot or what, Clay? I mean, I don't know.
Well, you can get them online. We do sell them on Carpe Vita Explorer as well. There's a special design that the dive staff came up with that works real well down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're pretty easy to find.
Yeah. Or like you said, you could do a little thought, you know, pre-planning in it, maybe go over to Home Depot and put together your own. It's kind of like the Bimini Ring game in a way. You know, you got to find a nice hook, system and put the elements together, and then you'll have something to hang on to when you're in a current there in the Galapagos or the Maldives. So, so those are two really great places. Very tropical there in the Maldives as well. And by the way, from where we're at here in Orlando, Florida, what I love about going to the Maldives is that you can fly. Yeah. I mean, you basically got to plan a little bit of a trip, a stopover someplace. And from Florida, two great places you can go through is, London and Dubai. I went through London last time. That just made it a fun little adventure to stop off, say hi to the Queen, wave, head off to the Maldives, have an amazing adventure. But next time, I think I want to fly through and do a little stopover in Dubai. You ever been there? Or do you ever do that?
I haven't. I didn't. I've gone down there through Singapore before, but I do want to try Dubai.
Well, Singapore would be fun, too. I mean, you know, that's part of the whole adventure, to travel around and see the sights on your way to from your dive adventure. I mean, you know, do an overnight, might as well be in some place you've never been where you have something to look at, right?
Yep, exactly right. And Singapore is beautiful.
What's in Singapore? There ain't diving there? I don't even know.
There is some diving out of there. I didn't do any. You know, farther north, I think there's quite a bit more, but I'm not too familiar with diving in that area. But certainly, you know, for an overnight or a couple of days, there's quite a bit to see.
Well, there you go. Okay, so what about you for your birthday? I mean, did you have anything, or do you have anything on your list of activities or dive adventures that you want to pull off this year for your 50th?
You know, Greg, I just follow you around anywhere. So you decide where you want to go, and I'll see if I can make it.
Wow. Okay. You really you're easily amused or something.
Well,
I don't know.
Basically, people gave me so much crap on my 50th that I need to return the favor.
Ah, there we go. Man, I know it goes with the territory. Yeah, you know I do got to figure up something. You know, whether it's a liveaboard trip, that would be the easiest thing to do. And plus, I could keep it down to just, you know, a few people that I know. that I
exactly.
You know,
and I think the inflatable walker that I was given will fit in my checked bag. So I'll be sure to bring that.
Well, yeah, inflatable walker, you know, at least it could save your life out on the water. You never know.
Exactly.
I'm not sure if it's Coast Guard approved, but in the Maldives or, you know, Galapagos, they don't really care, do they?
I think it had a tag on it, actually.
Did it? No, oh, well, there you go. Yeah, don't use this as a life-saving device. You can use it as a walker and fall on it, and it will cushion your fall. But who knows? But yeah, good times for sure. So we got that. We got the Northeastern Caribbean. Let's see, May, Turks and Caicos or the Bahamas? Which one? Where is the boat then at that particular time of the year?
The boat is going to be in the Turks that time of year, doing the Provo round trips.
Okay.
So, it'll be back from the Dominican Republic. We're currently, as you know, doing the out on the Silverbank, snorkeling with humpback.
Nice.
And,
yeah,
which was really annoying actually a couple of weeks ago because there was a whale shark that kept getting in the way.
All right. Well, okay. So there, I got the Turks and Caicos as an option as well, which is world class. ExploreVentures.com. Go there, book a trip for yourself, and you'll thank me later. All right, more coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.